now. We're recording. Hey, welcome you guys. It is Wednesday. If it's Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, that means it's time to hang out with the founders. The two of the three co-founders of Traffic Authority are here today. If you have any questions or if you have any comments, this is your chance. Now, all you have to do is raise your hand on your computer laptop there or your cell phone. There should be a place where you can raise your hand. When you raise your hand, we're going to bring you out, okay? So the whole world will be able to see you. So make sure you're looking nice and pretty and you got a shirt on, because you'll have the opportunity to have your voice be heard as soon as you are ready. We do this, as I said, every single Wednesday live at 4 p.m. Eastern. Also, remember that we are together every morning, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern at radioleverage.com. It's kind of like the community hangout. All right, I'm going to pass it over to Mr. Wellens to get the party started here today. Greg is standing by. Anyone who has a question, go ahead and raise your hand. We'll get you out here. Mr. Wellens, go ahead. How are you today?
Buddy, I'm doing really good, and I trust my audio and video coming in perfectly clear. I love the Zoom hangout. It's so beautiful. We got Greg set up with the Yeti mics, as we have gotten a lot of people with the the prizes and the contests we're giving away. Mm-hmm. And Joe, hey, if I'm not mistaken, I was on a call this morning. We are, a little bit over the hump towards the end of the contest. It's rocking and rolling.
Yes,
and there are a ton of new names out there. I love to see that. And more importantly, we have Owen video on tonight at 8 o'clock. For the academy training. So that's even cooler, man. It's exciting to get Owen back here delivering his 2.0 message on YouTube. Owen is a complete professional study of the YouTube platform and, what those guys did over there at Google with YouTube and restructured the algorithm and all that. And so he had to go into the lab, him and his partners, and rework everything they did leading up to the November training that he had for us. And for the last 9 months or so, they've been in a lab recreating things. And tonight, you guys are going to see his brand new 7 super tactics on how to crush YouTube. So I'm excited for that.
All right, let me just quickly say this. For those of you that may be watching this and sometime in the world of the future, what Mr. Wellens is referring to is Wednesday, July 26th. Okay, so if it's tomorrow or the next day, because we do archive these things for people to go and visit, remember we're referring to Wednesday, July 26th. Now, if you are a Traffic Academy member, that's going to be available for you in the Traffic Academy section of your member back office. But thank you for that, Mr. Wellens. Thank you very much for reminding us of that. We do have a contest. Every single month there's a contest. We're giving away really cool prizes, books, Amazon Echoes. This month we're giving away a 60-inch TV. We do have a question, though. There's Angela Ashford. I see her joining us, who was a winner today. Angela, I think you won today. But our first guy, first question of the day is good old boom shakalaka, Curtis Conrad. Curtis, come on out here. How are you doing today? Look how good Curtis is looking today.
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Curtis.
Hey, Curtis. How are you, buddy?
Doing great. Nice to see you. I don't really have a question per se, as Joe always talks about when the student is ready, the teacher appears, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with all this stuff that you guys are giving out some points and wanting people to come and join us, right? I found this thing today, and I'd like to, if you don't mind... It's out of this book, and it says, remember, oppression thrives off isolation. Connection is the only thing that can save you.
Wow.
And remember, oppression thrives on superphysicality. Honesty about your struggles is key to your liberation. And remember, the story can help save someone's life. Your story. Your silence contributes to someone else's struggle. Speak so we all can be free. Love so we all can be liberated. The moment is now. We need you. And I also wanted to add, I don't know if you guys have heard my little jingle that I made for Traffic Authority. And I don't know if Joe, I posted it on the Facebook VIP page a few times. And it's a cool little jingle, and I can play it for you. I mean, I'm thinking it could be a little thing that we could play maybe at the upcoming event. I don't know. Something you can, you know, you can think about it and toss it around and see what you think. I mean, do you want to hear it?
Well, go ahead, man. Go ahead.
How about preview now?
Yeah, what's up?
Look at this. He's grabbing his guitar.
All right, I got it. T.A. puts a song in our hearts. T.A. puts a song in our hearts. T.A. puts a song in our hearts. All week long. T.A. puts a song in our hearts. T.A. puts a song in our hearts. T.A. puts a song in our hearts. All week long. No more worries, no more fears. When Joe starts whispering in our ears, break the truth each and every day. To energize and socialize and mobilize us ninjas. T.A. puts a song in our hearts. T.A. puts a song in our hearts. T.A. puts a song in our hearts. All week long. There you have it.
Man, we've got a talented group out there, Joe.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Thank you very much, Curtis. I'm going to lower you back down into the group here. Thank you very much. I'm lowering you back down. So, one thing I want to say right now, there's a lot of people. Shannon Riggins is here for the first time. Glad to be here. Joseph Reese says it's a cool jingle. But I got a question here, and I'm going to give this to you, Greg. A guy by the name of Joseph, I won't say your last name, Joseph, because I don't know what's going to happen when I ask this question. But Greg, Joseph says, I'm logged into TA, but how do I get started making money?
Oh, nice. Nice. I love that. I love that question. And, you know, it's a bit of a loaded question, but, you know, all I can say is you're in the right place. And you could not be in this right place at a better time. Because of, you know, really what's even happened just over this last few weeks and what will be coming over the next few weeks. But, you know, let's keep it really simple for this, and then we'll pass around the horn. You know, number one, if you have the ability, the capability, order some traffic. If you're with Push Button Profits, order some guaranteed buyers. Those are the immediate ways to start getting some positive things happening. You know, if you're sending traffic to your lead capture page, at the very minimum, you're going to be generating a list. You're going to be generating basically contacts and connections for yourself going forward, even the people that don't buy. Clearly, the people, if you do, like, just go right for some guaranteed buyers, obviously, that's the way to ascend right out of the gate. And the great news is that we are going to have some brand new training hitting the back office here, literally in the next, probably, I would say, 2 or 3 business days. So we're super excited about that. If you guys have been on these calls at all, you know, over the last few weeks, you've heard us talk about, you know, how we know some people get started. They've got, you know, all the resources in the world. We've got other people that are starting in different places. For those people that have some resources, I talked about you first. For you guys who do not have perhaps a ton of resources, we are going to recommend that you stay aboard, stay listening, because we have got the training that's going to connect you with this humongous industry. It's called the direct sales industry. and they are dying for what you have, which is traffic, the ability to duplicate, ability to build their teams. So with that, you know, I'm going to send it back over. But welcome aboard. We're so glad to have you. So back to Joe, to you or Doug.
Thank you very much for the question, Joseph. How about we get Josh out here to answer that question? Josh is he's relatively new to the corporate side of our agenda here, but he's got a ton of experience. He's been around the industry for many, many years. He has tremendous results. Josh, why don't you handle that question? What are your thoughts? What would you advise somebody who wants to start making money, who just got started?
Well, Joe, and this is obviously for Joseph. Hopefully you can hear me and see the screen okay. The number one thing that I would do is I would try to identify why you got started right here with Traffic Authority. Was it because you were looking for an opportunity? Was it because you saw the incredible value that our traffic can provide other network marketers and other entrepreneurs? And once you kind of hone in on exactly why Traffic Authority connected with you, I want you to immediately think of 5 or 10 people, because as entrepreneurs, we have friends, we have family, but we also have other networkers that are in our life, you know, upline, downline, crossline, people that have been bugging us for years to join their programs, people we've worked with, people we've sponsored, people that sponsored us previously. And the first thing that I would do, Joe and Joseph, is to make a list of 5 or 10 network marketers, entrepreneurs, people that think like you, people that see the world and experience the world like you. And the first thing I would do is I would pick up the phone or hit them up on social media, whatever your normal preferred method of communication is with that person. If you're always texting with them, then text them. If you're always on Facebook with them, then Facebook them. But if it's a relationship, maybe you haven't talked to them in a couple of months, pick up the phone. Hey, how are you doing? Let me tell you why I'm really excited. I found something, and explain what you found here at Traffic Authority, and just ask them if they're open, if they're looking. And this is how you share the benefits of what you came to Traffic Authority for and have found with other network marketers and other entrepreneurs.
And I want to thank you very much for that very intelligent answer, Josh. You're talking about getting into your circle of influence, and that's where you do have the most influence. You know, I always say if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for my circle of influence, for my people. I remember when I first got started in the industry, I was hosting a live presentation call. This is a true story. I was hosting a live presentation call. When the call ended, I got a phone call. My phone rang. I picked it up. It was my cousin, my favorite cousin. And she said, "Hey, man, what's up? If this is so good, why didn't you call me?" She said, "Why did I have to see an ad in the newspaper from a guy who lives in Denver and then bring me on a presentation call and you're the host? This is a true story." You know, I was like, touche. Touche. We got a lot of new people here. I want to bring some other people up here into the party. Here's Angela Ashford. Angela, I see you on the leaderboard. I've never seen you here, though. I think maybe on the radio show once or twice. But here's Angela Ashford. I'm pretty sure that you're our winner maybe today. Are you there, Angela? I elevated her. Let's see if she hung up out of fear.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't see her. Oop, I don't see Angela. So maybe she'll come back in here. Let's go to JLN. Oh, there she is. There she is. Angela, how are you?
She's on mute.
I'm trying to unmute her.
It's just taking her a while.
There it is. Hey, hey, Angela, how are you?
There you go. I got scared for a moment and went out.
Congratulations.
Thanks for letting me know. I had to rush back in real quick to get on the line and everything because I had to get back from my mom. She was in the hospital. So that's what I was doing when I was getting on. I have a quick question about the guaranteed buyer and the fact that they qualify as a fibber. Are they also qualified to be used with the traffic buck? And if I do get guaranteed buyers, will I get traffic bucks for that? Is it qualified as a silver?
I will take that question, Joe. The answer to that is because those guaranteed buyers are only on the push button system at this time. That's going to be changing soon. We're going to bring that over and have it available for everyone in the whole TA family. But it's only a beta program. So what I would say is typically not, but because, Angela, you're on this call, if you do it and you let me know, which you can email me or just hit support, I will be happy to add bucks into your account and typically it's 10% on traffic. So if you buy one of those, I'll be happy to add some bucks to your account for your next order. We'll take care of that for you.
Okay, well, I just did.
Oh, well, awesome. I will personally, in that case, you're letting me know. I'll make a note now, and congratulations.
All right, thank you. And
awesome.
I'll have one more question. I have a member who, he's been in for about 3-4 months and everything. He's diamond. He's diamond qualified. He got the titanium, and he went up automatically to diamond. But he's not purchasing any traffic. I'm like, what's the point of getting diamond if you're not getting the traffic? So how would I go about that?
Now, I just want to be clear that I understood your question properly. Were you saying that you had someone that purchased traffic previously, but they're not purchasing again? Was that the question, or what was the?
Well, he qualified as a diamond, as
okay.
a diamond qualification, but he's not purchasing any traffic to bring anybody in.
Okay, well, typically when someone basically has gone diamond qualification, typically that would mean that they purchased at least a platinum or a titanium, probably got a stair step bonus. And you said they did that several months ago?
Yes.
Okay.
He's still paying monthly and everything, getting the monthly every month, but he just
Here's something for you to know. I mean, there are a ton of your customers that are your reps that come in, they may not have pointed their traffic at your, at the Push Button Profits or at TA. They may have sent their traffic to something else, and that's why you're not seeing any members show up under them. Again, you know, if you want to talk to me after this, I can actually spend the time and look it up for you and tell you exactly where the traffic went and what happened. But here's one of the things, and I just want to share this because it's something that since, you know, Josh has kind of joined our team, he's been reminding me something that's so important. And you have to understand, because Doug and I, and even maybe not so much Joe, because Joe's always been doing this, but for us, it's a little bit new, which is building the relationships with people. Doug and I come from a very automated business or very retail-oriented businesses. So one of the things we want to recommend, and I'm going to keep this short, and I'm going to send it over to Josh because he's the master at this, but I'd recommend you talk to them too directly. That way you can find out what's happening. But here's the new thing we're learning, that building the relationships with our members is mission critical. In fact, I wish I could remember this quote I just heard today because it was so great. It was something about leadership. Our leaders may not love their people always, but in order for a leader to affect, no, it's the other way around. People may not love their leader always. It's just the way it goes. But leaders must love the people they work with in order to be effective leaders. So I just want to share that with you. And we all be reminded of how important it is for us to be the leader, to be leaders. We've got to build these relationships because it's really nice to hit the button. It's really nice to have buyer programs. But the business is a relationship business. So I'm sorry, Joe, with that, if I could just send it over to Josh, I'm sure he's got a nugget or two to add to that.
Well, the only thing that I would add is that, you know, with Traffic Authority and the systems that we have in place, what I love is that we have simplified so much of the technology that really empowers people to go back. If you think back 10 years ago, we weren't so interconnected online. We still picked up manual phones and called people. We still went over to their houses. And so now we live in this society where everything is all tech-based and everything is all digital. And there are so many great advantages for all of us. But there's also some downsides. And what I love about Traffic Authority and all of the systems that are in place is that they really do help simplify and in some ways automate the technology. But I'm going to answer two questions at once here. The very first gentleman who came on played the song. I kind of caught right at the end there. And when he was reading the quote, a quote came to me, and I'm going to answer both points with one statement. The obstacle is the way. And I can't think of anything more important in my life. Every time I see an obstacle, I know that that's the way forward. I have to push through that. So let's kind of push this all the way through here. You've got people that are joining your team. They're purchasing traffic. And a couple of great things here. If that person sent the traffic to another opportunity, that's great. Let's find out if we can help them get some more traffic for that other opportunity. Let's also introduce to them the leverage strategy of being able to share traffic authority with others that are maybe in that team so that that person can start making money and effectively get more traffic for free. So I would just say we have great tools here for automation, but really that empowers us to have more time to connect with people and build relationships. So, you know, reach out and make a friend and see how we can help them and how they can continue to grow in your organization as well.
Thank you. I will.
Thank you, Angela. Congratulations. I see that you're always on the leaderboard. I see you've been showing up and you've been having an impact for sure. Thank you very much for coming out here today.
Hey,
really appreciate
Joe,
you. Yes?
I just wanted to add two things. Because our friend Angela, it's great to see her. She is literally a one star already, and she is one academy sale from being two star and one traffic sale away from being three star. So especially this month, Angela, because it really is the star month, I want to congratulate you for being a one star and just let you know how close you are to ascending up to receiving 80% commissions on our other products. So congratulations for how far you've come, and just push through a little bit further. You're that close.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much, Angela. Congratulations. Now I'm going to be bringing up Dale Ann. You're next. But in the meantime, James Walker says, and maybe this, you can handle this, Doug. I tried to register for TA, but it's not accepting my email. Can you tell me what I must do?
Wow. That's
support ticket.
Yeah. I mean, definitely support@trafficauthority.net. I'm scratching my head, and Greg, maybe you know what we got here, why this would be the case here. All I could think about is maybe that's an email that's already been in the system and maybe we locked it up and rejected it for whatever reason, but yeah, send the ticket immediately to support@trafficauthority.net. And just let them know we talked, over the Q&A call here, and let's see what we get to the bottom of it. That'd be great. Greg, any thoughts?
I guess I just didn't understand the question completely. Was this person a member trying to register for a webinar? Or what were they actually trying to do, I guess?
Well, he put it in the chat here. It says, I tried to register for TA, but it's not accepting my email. Can you tell me what I must do? My recommendation is to send in a support ticket with your details, your name, you know, how to get a hold of you, and the support team will, which is a very good, by the way. We got crack support people that'll help you out. And there she is, another multiple winner, Dale Ann. How you doing?
Hey guys, I'm doing great. My screen just went totally white, so I can't see anything. So that's okay.
We can see you.
Good. Every week is something new. Well, first of all, I have one of my prizes in the background, my Dyson fan, which is keeping me very cool, which I want to thank all of you for. But my question was, and Greg, you sort of answered it. When you are, let's say, one-star qualified, then you go to the next level and then the next level. At each level, do you start receiving commission when you've completed the star?
The way that works, and this is such a great question, and boy, are we going to be talking about this a lot. I mean, because... And please forgive me because I'm the root of the grapevine. There will be additional stars coming soon because we have a different product line coming. So a 4-star is soon showing. But to answer your question, the way that works is you get paid for every sale of every product line. For the first 6 of every product line, you get 50% commissions and you share 50% of the other side of that commission with your sponsor. When you actually reach a star, like you're a 1-star, so basically the first 6, you shared 50-50 of the optimizer sale, that $20 commission, $10 went to you, $10 went to your sponsor. Now that you're 1-star for everyone you sell, you're going to receive $16 and your sponsor is going to receive $4. So it's an 80-20. Now, as far as the next star levels go, as you sell academies and traffic, academies always the same. So $50 commission, when you sell one of those, the first 6, you'll get $25 or 50%. Your sponsor will get the other 50% or $25, and then it will switch over. When you become a 2-star, you'll get $40 of each one you sell after that, and your sponsor will get 10. And then with traffic, of course, it's the same of course, at different product, I'm sorry, different amount levels of traffic, starting at basic and going on with to diamond. So, but here's the great news. In the three-star category, whether you're selling basics, bronzes, silvers, golds, platinums, titaniums, or diamonds, you get the same credit. You get six individual sales of that. The first 50% of the commission side, you share with the sponsor, you get 50%. And then the next, the seventh traffic sale, whether it's basic or titanium, you will get 80% of that commission. And I'm telling you, like on a titanium, it's exciting because that's a $2,000 commission. I don't know about you. Would you rather get 50% of 2,000 or 80%?
Definitely 80.
Exactly. So that's why, again, we're going to train on this a lot more because, again, like we've talked about, we depend a little bit on automation here, but the training parts are so mission critical. And here's the part, DLM, that's maybe even more important than this, because we spend a lot of time talking about team members themselves aspiring to go 1, 2, and 3 star. But the other part of this, and you guys might have got the little hint that we're moving in this direction, because today we were asking people to invite team members to this call, and you had a chance. If you got one team member here, you get 1,000 contest points. The one who gets the most team members here is going to get 2,500. It's the same with stars. Well, we find over time that the serious people achieve the stars. So it's so important to work with your teams, your team members individually, and help them to attain stars. Because when they do, they stay forever. I mean, a person who's attained star rarely ever leaves. The attrition rates drop in just a massive, massive way. And, of course, they're getting more value. They're more committed, all of these things. So I probably gave you a little bit more than you bargained for on that that question. But please keep that in mind and help those team members also to ascend. Because if you do, they'll be there making you and themselves money for a very long time.
Thank you very much, Greg. I appreciate that.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dale Ann. I'm going to gently lower you back down into the attendee place. See ya. Here's one. Joe Reese, he has his hand in the air, so I'm going to be pulling you up, Joseph. Before I get there, though, Kristen in New Mexico. Now, you know, everybody, you can raise your hand and come out and ask this question. But for the sake of just, you know, getting it moving, Kristen says, my first time too. Welcome. We're happy to have you here, Kristen. It says, I want to dive in fast. Excellent. The faster, the better. But I feel like someone should also be contacting me from my team, or am I just supposed to keep watching training videos on the TA site? And so I think what you're really asking about or mentioning to us is that you've yet to really connect with someone in your upline. I think that's what I'm hearing here. I will say this, and I want to pass this over to you, Josh, but I will say that this whole program is designed so that regardless of who your sponsor is, you should be able to have success. We have plenty of support. We have this taking place every single Wednesday. Every single day we have a radio broadcast, and you are encouraged to ask a question, and you'll be able to meet people. We've got a lot of people in the community, like Ree Sutton and who you just met, who are very, very well. Ree Sutton, who's coming up, and Dale Ann, who you just met. These people really show up and give. Another guy, Mark Goldie Goldenberg, he has a Facebook page, and he helps people who are really getting started. So there's tons and tons of support here for you, regardless of who your sponsor is. If you take action, you should have results. That's my response to that. Go ahead. What do you think, Josh? You're new to the table here.
Well, I would just say this, in any business, when you get started, somebody took action, and through the action that they took, the marketing that they went through, here you are. And so it's absolutely fantastic that they were able to share it with you, and we're so glad to have you here. It is important to note that as you go out and build, you certainly don't want anyone that you're referring traffic authority to feel the way you do now. And the best way for you to practice reaching out to the team members that you're about to go get is to pick up your phone and maybe reach out to your sponsor. You know, maybe they're available, maybe they're not. We certainly don't know what's happening in their life, but no matter what happens, one thing we know is that you're looking for leadership, and there's no better place for you to find the leaders that you're looking for than here at Traffic Authority, and we're really glad that you're here.
Thank you for that, my friend. And there is Joseph Reese. Doug, would you like to make a comment here? I've got Joseph Reese here, who asked a question a short while ago. I'm glad to see you on the bridge here, Joseph.
Yeah. Hey, Joseph, how are you, buddy?
How you doing, sir?
Doing excellent, man. Thank you so much for showing up here today. Great question. Hey, this is not only for you, but also for everybody. At any point in time, you can also pick up the phone and call your upline. Okay? So don't wait for somebody to call you. Take some action. Be proactive. Call your upline. If you don't have their phone number, send a quick little email or a ticket to support. Say, hey, I need to get my upline's name and phone number. I want to connect with them. Email address, whatever it is. You can always find your upline for the most part. I say always. Hopefully everybody's putting in their, into their little emoji in the top right corner there, their contact information. But if you go to the top right corner of your traffic authority website, where that little round man circle is right there, that's yes. where you can find your upline, okay, if you need to find out their information. And then also just plugging into the community here with Joe every day, Monday through Friday, and on Wednesdays right here with all of us. That's a great way to do it also. So definitely be proactive, man.
And Joseph Reese, I believe you also have another question. That's why we put you up on the panel. What is your other question?
I do, sir. My question is, how do I make an impact at basic level? I.e. making money. Now, right now, what I'm going through is a lot. 4 months ago, I just got off of an operating table. I almost lost my life, but I'm here with you guys, and I'm bigger and better, stronger, you know. And not only that, but I'm going through a lot of personal issues, and my situation, it's as worse as it gets. And right now, man, you know, this couldn't have come at a better time, and I just want to make an impact so that I can change my life and my children's life for the better. And I'm trying to do the most. I've been on this thing like every single day as much as possible. Last night, I almost got fired at my job, at one of my jobs, because I was online trying to get the information for this, because really, I really didn't want to be there anymore. You know, I just turned 33 and I'm trying to make this work for me so I can have a long-term commitment with this company and just, you know, just go full in. And it's the only thing I really have. So, you know, how do I make an impact at basic level? You know, because I plan to bump up to different levels, but right now money's kind of tight. So
this sounds like a Greg Chambers question to me.
I mean, I am like raring to go. And first of all, I just got to say, you know, Joseph, welcome to our team. And, you know, basically I want you to know everyone sitting here, you can see that Doug and I and Joe are a few decades ahead of you. just to let you know, we have been where you are, and the dream is what counts. It's that mindset you've already got that I'm going to make it. And I love your question, because it doesn't matter where we start our journey. It matters that we start and we keep going. And here's the great thing about Traffic Authority. It's very different than many affiliate marketing programs where you pretty much, you know, you have to buy the different levels or you're just never going to, you never earn on them. With us, it's incremental. So as you, like, purchase the basic and started, obviously, you know, we all know it's a smaller package. It's not going to bring in, you know, you're not going to, you know, do that and unfortunately make, you know, $10,000 in the next 30 days. I'm not going to sit here and tell you stories. But what you will do is you will start building your list. You will start, you know, maybe you'll get a team member or two, you know, basically coming in from that. And then, you know, that's the start. But I want to share with you the way that our qualification bank works and the way that, you know, you can earn the different levels in the traffic commission qualification. Each time you purchase the package yourself, basically you get dollar for dollar credit. So, and I'm just going to share this with you. We have a person that I work with, and I've been working with him for about 9 months. He has personally ascended all the way to diamond with never buying anything greater than a silver package. And I'm just going to share with you, the great majority of what he's been purchasing are basics. So he does it every 2 weeks, the way that he does it. And he's built his team, and the guy is retired, doesn't have a lot of money. But God, is he committed and focused. So he's done it that way. Now, there is a second way to build those same levels. Every time you talk to someone else, and you're going to hear Josh talk a great deal about this in our trainings going forward, which are approaching the affiliate and network marketing industries, you know, in order for them to actually start utilizing our traffic and our leverage strategies so they can start building their teams effectively for free by having several people on their team buying the same traffic. Now, every time a team member buys traffic from you, it's going to also, even if someone came in and bought a diamond from you tomorrow, it's, unfortunately, that one commission is going to hop over you. But here's the great news about that. Third, 33% of that, over $2,000, is going to go into your qualification bank. You would be platinum qualified for commission the very day that diamond happened. So, you know, and if he happens to send that traffic, if your diamond sends traffic to your traffic, to his traffic authority or his Push Button Profits website, all of the team that comes in underneath that and basically under him, also you're going to earn commissions from that because it's a two-level program. So all of that volume, you're going to get credit for. So again, all I'm going to say is welcome aboard. You've got the dream. Start where you can. And then basically, you know, incrementally go up. But understand, as you attract other people on your team, some may buy larger packages. Some may see it right out of the gate. But they're going to help you because they're going to be building your team and they're also going to be building your qualification bank. So those are two big things. But I just want to let you know you're doing the right thing. And don't think about the fact that you have to do this in a week or two. I mean, like I've used the example, the guy that did over 9 months. That guy now is doing over $2,000 a month in Traffic Authority because he's incrementally built his business. So, you know, don't give up. Keep that dream. And, you know, we're thrilled to have a young man like you on board.
Thank you.
Thank you, Joseph. Appreciate you for coming out here. Make sure that you show up in the mornings. If you have a chance, you said you're working, doing some stuff. Show up in the mornings because that's where you're really going to learn some things about what goes on here. And speaking of someone who has come quite a distance, this is Ree Sutton. Ree, I'm bringing you out here. I know that you have your hand in the air. You got a question or a comment for some of these people. Ree, you are awesome. Come on out here.
My hair looks kind of bad. hello, everybody. Thank you for my echo yesterday. I appreciate it so much, and I appreciate the opportunity to build a business through this. And Joseph, I want to tell you one thing. I wrote a quote on Traffic Authority, the VIP report, one day this week. When you're going through hell, just keep going. Winston Churchill, he was a smart man, one of my favorites. But my question today is this. I am confused. Push Button Profits, I did not realize that was part of Traffic Authority. I thought that was can you tie that together for me? I'm confused.
I'm probably the best person for that just because I have some familiarity with it. Ree, all that is, it happens to be another leader, a representative that has built a website and a system that markets Traffic Authority. And so basically that was we did approve that system and it is approved and we do work with him. And, you know, there are other people also that.
Or it was two different things.
Right. I mean, so that marketing system stands, it is separate, but it does market Traffic Authority, you know, products from the optimizer to the academy up through our traffic, you know, packages as well. So it is separate, but it, you know, again, that's what it is. Unfortunately, it's not something that we can share with the entire group. We have had discussions with that particular person, and unfortunately, we weren't able to, you know, to do that. Because the truth is, it's a lot of work. He does a lot of the customer service himself. So, you know, his phone's ringing off the hook. And we totally get it, you know. And, you know, I believe in, you know, the next month, next years, we'll probably have other folks doing similar things, you know, basically support their teams, especially as Josh, and I probably stealing some thunder here, but got to tell everyone, you guys, that there is going to be a webinar. It's mostly for Josh's team, but just for the Traffic Authority existing team, you know, we're going to send out an invite on the Facebook page tomorrow because we really want the TA people to do what we've been talking about, which is approach other network marketers. This webinar that's it's called The Source really is a way that people are going to be able to talk to our industry. And it's going to be especially great for people maybe that so much, you know, aren't at the place where they're purchasing a lot of traffic, or they maybe like Joseph a little bit where they can buy some, but they want to find a market where they can reach their qualification and actually start retailing things and start earning commissions, you know. So, but we'll post that tomorrow. And, you know, I've got a little bit off course there, but that's pretty much how that works.
Thank you.
You're awesome, Marie. Thank you very much. And congratulations on your winnings. Once again, you're winning a lot of stuff.
Well, I love it.
You know, along those lines.
But I love the conversions better.
Reed, did you invite any people to the Zoom today? I wanted to see if anyone was raising their hand that got invited by their sponsor, because we want to know, because we can see we've got a ton of people on here today.
I did not realize that I have invited somebody tonight, but I did not realize we could invite. I thought this was just private today.
We got it out. We got it out to, well, it's to invite your own traffic authority members.
Oh, okay.
was actually the idea, because, you know, we use, you know, Facebook, we use texting, we use email. We wanted to compare the power of referral marketing and have our leaders actually reaching out to their teams to invite them to see, you know, which method worked the best, or maybe a combination of everything. So that's why we were giving some contest points for the person that 2,500 contest points to the person that got the most personally referred today.
Listen, we just had a baby at my house. I have not been totally 100% with y'all for the last 2 months.
Stay tuned for next week. You never know what's coming.
You know, I probably missed that.
Well, thank you very much. Appreciate you, Reed. Really do. If I can just quickly, I just want to make a comment here, Greg, on this discussion here about push button profits. And, you know, right now Josh has got a group of people that he's going to be bringing over here. I want you guys also always to remember that Traffic Authority is the mothership. Okay. And so if you're in push button profits, you are a member of Traffic Authority. Okay. So PBB, that might be where you came in, but it is Traffic Authority products that you are engaged in. Every single one of you is eligible to win prizes in the Traffic Authority contest. That's what Greg is talking about. We give away a prize every day. We give away books, Amazon Echoes this month. And I see Chuka Nebo, who I'm not sure who that is, but last time I looked, Chuka Nebo was in first place, looking like that individual, I don't know, looking to win a 60-inch big screen TV. We give away really cool stuff. And the things that we give away and the way you get points is just by doing simple things. Showing up here today. If you invited one of your people here today and they showed up, you get 2,500 bonus points. I bring that up because there's no separation. Okay. It's like, we're not two teams. We're the mothership. Traffic Authority is the mothership. And so maybe you're working something else. Maybe it is push button profits. Maybe who knows what it is. I know that there are many of you, and I love this term, Josh, your passion project. This is the only network marketing company that will encourage you to go into the marketplace, go into the world, and do what you love to do, but always come home. You know what I mean? You come home at the end of the day. Like when you were little, you would always go home. And Traffic Authority is your home. That's your community. That's where you get training. That's where you get top-tier, high-converting traffic. We come together and we commune as a family. It really is a cool thing. So I want to encourage you guys, those of you like right now, Jesse Torrington, Jesse, if you want to, or Jesse, if you want to raise your hand, you can. But here's a question that is in the queue here. It says, hi, great info thus far. Thank you. It says, I am new. I bought the $220 traffic package a week ago via PBP, but I'm not sure if it's delivered. How can I tell? Also, I received a welcome from TA with a $50 bonus bucks. How do I add that to my total? You know, so there it is, right? Here's somebody in PBP who's just showing up. Great info. Welcome to the family. Greg, I think that's your ballpark there, dude.
My recommendation is make sure you're on every morning on the call with Joe at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, because you can get all this information because it's critical. And we're thrilled you're here today. And again, I'm going to actually take what Joe said about TA being the mothership and Josh calls it the source. I love all that. But here is really how corporate TA sees it. Push button profits is a marketing system. It's a third party marketing system that sells the business of Traffic Authority. Now, it also does sell some other things also, but its main thing it sells is Traffic Authority. So that's how we see it. You know, the stuff that Josh is personally working on, it's going to be very, very different. It's going to be inclusive for all TA members, which we're very excited about. And that's why Josh is out here with us all the time, because he's going to be bringing a lot of value to the general TA marketplace. He's a huge networker in his own right, but possibly even better, he's a fantastic trainer, and you know, he wants to share a lot of that information. So that's the way that part goes. Joe, I forgot the rest of the question.
All right, this individual, Jassy, purchased $220 traffic package a week ago and is not sure if it's been delivered.
How can they tell? Two things. Now, one is, just to let you know, you basically have two back offices. You have your push button profit back office that you individually log in with, and then you have your traffic authority back office that you also log in with. The great news is that both your ID and password are exactly the same, so that part's super simple. However, it's two different systems. What I would recommend you do log into them both. You're going to see with Traffic Authority, we literally count the clicks on your basic order, the $220 order as it goes. I will say this, you got $50 in the mail because you're a traffic optimizer customer at the $47 level, so you got $50. You'll also get a $50 bonus buck every single time that you rebill. Plus, I'll tell you right now, for ordering your basic, you've got another $20. So reward dollars. So you're at 70 already, and you're soon going to be at 120. And basically, the way that works is, if you send in a ticket, I will see to it that your bucks get added to your order. Typically, you have to do that while you're ordering. But we're so thrilled when brand new people come out to these calls and you're, you know, supporting this call, that I'll make sure that happens. Or you can even email me directly at greg@cpcbroker.com. That's greg@cpcbroker.com. And I will be happy to personally add your bucks, the $50, onto that order. So you'll actually end up getting additional $25. And just very quickly again, Joe, because we know that the way that the bucks and the rewards program works, it's not complicated. There's just two ways it works. Number one, if you want to immediately access your bucks, they're worth 50% of the face value of the buck. If you want to save up to at least $220 level, you can actually take that $220 and put it with a basic order and get a bronze. You get twice as much traffic. You can, instead of getting 200 clicks, you get 400, and basically you also get that qualification level, that traffic level of bronze. So now, of course, if you use the immediate order style, it's 50% of face value, or in this case, your 50 would be worth 25. So those are how those work, but we're thrilled to have that. It's been a huge success. We just want to make sure people know about it and are using it. And one last thing, you can see those bucks when you actually log in to your Traffic Authority back office, and you can look at, in your reseller to the far right, there's a reward section, and that will basically tell you how many rewards you have, how many views. It gives you a total update. So that's how that all works, Joe.
Well, thank you very much. And there are more people showing up here. My name is Bobby. Hello, Bobby. Just showed up for the first time, I think. And Dale Ann says she invited six team members. We don't know. They may be here, Dale Ann. And Chuka Nebo says this. This is Chuka. How can I get my TV? The contest isn't over yet, Chuka. But right now you're in first place. She also says if it's a female, I'm not sure, Chuka, you should come out. Just raise your hand. Chuka says, I joined 2 days ago as a platinum member of TA, but I'm still lost on what exactly to do in the start making money. Again, can somebody walk me to establish an e-wallet? And before we get to that, Chuka always also wants to know, where does she find us in the morning? She wants to join us in the morning. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put the telephone number for every single morning live at 11 a.m. This is the number that you call. Every day we announce the winner of the prizes. We have a lot of fun. We have people like Ree and Dale Ann, who every day they show up and they share stories and they share insight in what they do. Now, what I will say about the back office is the level of tutorials that are there is amazing. The video content there. And Doug, I know that you spent a lot of time, especially in the e-wallet world. I know that that was one of your main projects. Maybe I took you off of mute there, Doug. What advice would you give Chuka, who's brand new, regarding getting her e-wallet set up and going through that set of tutorials in the back office?
For sure. Absolutely. Well, you know, what I can suggest for right now is make sure, again, this is for right now, make sure you're going through your 7 steps. We literally walk you right through each of those. If for some reason you haven't had a walkthrough, beginner's walkthrough phone call from our corporate team, let us know. Send an email or a ticket to support@trafficauthority.net and ask for that walkthrough, and we'll make sure to get you that walkthrough, okay? So that's critically important too. Greg, you got any suggestions here how we can dial them in also?
Absolutely. I was just going to say that the 7 steps basically are for the TA side members, where the push button profit people literally go to the getting started video in the PVP system. But the good news, and I've got to correct the folks because I actually have seen some information and I'm trying to remember where I saw it, but I do know that Chuka is he is male, so I do know that much. And I know that Chuka has purchased a platinum package, so they are titanium qualified, plus they went annual. So congratulations on that. I will be having your sponsor call you. So you'll be hearing from Emily very, very soon. You may have gotten an email already, but I can guarantee you, you'll be hearing from your sponsor soon, and you'll be getting some additional information on exactly how to get started. You're going to be having a lot of traffic coming through, and you're going to be seeing some great results, and you're on a great team there in our life. So you're in the right place also, and you're going to see some very good results here very, very soon.
And I also thank you very much. Dale Land just chimed in and says, remember that we do have a Facebook group. You know, our Facebook group has like over 20,000, maybe 25,000 members. It's a Traffic Authority VIP group. You have to request admission, and then we'll put you into the group, not a problem. Even if you're a prospect, if you're considering this, we'll let you into the group. But the VIB group has got tons of information, right? That's where we all support each other. That's where you can, like, go into the middle of the night. If you have a question, usually there's someone there that's more than happy to answer the question for you. And we put links. Like, for example, Chuka, you guys who are brand new, you men and women who are brand new, did you know that tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, we have an event? We have the Traffic Academy. We're adding another Traffic Academy teacher, and it's free. You don't, you know, just go there. You'll learn a little bit about what we're doing. That's tonight live. There is a registration page in your member back office. There's also one on the Facebook page, so you can register for tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern. If you can't make it, oh well, you should make it because it is your business. That being said, we record and archive these things, so you guys have access to this training. There's so much stuff here. I'm looking. We only got 5 minutes left. We could go over. We can do whatever we want. This is really exciting, though. We have Karen Kruger has her hands in the air. This is the newbie Nana. Karen, come on out when you get up here. There she is.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Karen.
I've been listening this whole time. Nice to be here. So many things have been covered that I was going to ask about, so I guess I'll be making a lot of comments. But are we going to be offered these points for next week also? Because today is a medical emergency day, and I didn't get time to invite anybody. I'm really regretting. So I hope we'll get to do this again next week.
We'll do it, but it's going to be August next Wednesday. Next Wednesday,
right.
It's August, so the contest will be over.
Well, there'll be another one down the road.
Well, I've noticed, and Karen, I got to come in here. I please forgive me for interrupting you, but I have to say you have been winning so many prizes over the last year. I mean, you're probably freaking out because I don't know that you're in the on the front page of the leaderboard today. You're so used to being 1, 2, or 3.
It's fine. I am so happy. I'm so happy to see all the new people and hear them and this is very, very exciting, and I do stand corrected. This morning I was talking about TA changes, and you brought up the word enhancements, and that's much more appropriate, so mm-hmm. I stand corrected.
Yeah,
but yeah, I was like Rhea. I wanted to hear more about this push button profit thing, but a lot of my questions got answered. I'd like to make some comments. Excuse me, I just washed my hair. I'd like to make some comments to the new people and encourage them to do as much as you can to reach out and engage as much as you can right at the beginning. Because that's one thing I did not do, and I did not become more successful till later because of that. You know, I was watching and listening. I don't even think I went through all those seven steps. I was one of those that didn't have an engaging sponsor, so I did a lot of listening. But as soon as you reach out, press one on the queue, participate, go to the live events, get a copy of the daily marketing plan and do those things, the more you will change and get results. Because the longer you wait and just watch and listen, you're not going to make any money. You might grow and become a better marketer, but you still won't be making any money. The money comes when you take the massive action. And I'm still working on that. And I, even when I make a ton of money, I'm still going to be improving that. So don't just get discouraged. The hint about the Facebook group, that's where you make friends. And it doesn't matter if your sponsor contacts you or not. You're going to make so many friends who will reach out and help you take it to the next level. And I did have one question. One thing I'm curious about is our live event. Is there anything, those of us have been around for a couple years, is there anything we can do starting now to prepare ourselves for this so that we can get more out of it or contribute more? You know, I'd like to even see a panel of people who've been around for a while doing something during the live event. Is that anything like that possible?
Well, you're already getting started. You just said you washed your hair today. So there's a start.
See? Oh, that's too much.
Thank you for laughing at me. You know, there's tons of stuff. The first thing that you should do, and we'll have a page up soon, pretty soon. It will start with a page where you can get more information. And the first thing that you do is actually sign up. You get yourself a ticket and commit yourself to the event. And then things start happening. You know, your set of language and the things that you start talking about with your group, when you demonstrate that level of commitment, people will do what you do. And when we get closer to the date, I promise you, we are going to do events like this, like we're doing here today, where you're going to hear from people who will be on the platform there. You're going to be hearing much more about it in a forum like this. And when we do come together, there's a bunch of cool stuff. You know, we're going to be giving awards. Okay, so some of you guys, I got a feeling that Newbie Nana will be on that stage. We'll be actually getting some cool stuff, right? An award, and now you can put that on your Facebook page, and you can be telling people what really happens when you follow through. If you don't mind my saying, you've been around our communities for like since the very beginning, pretty
not
much.
Quite.
Almost.
Close.
Almost.
2 years. 2 years.
2 years. And look at how far that you have come in those 2 years. Karen, you're awesome. Thank you very much for jumping out here. Uh-oh. Can't hear you anymore. I'm going to lower you back down. Gently. Gently. I'm lowering you back down. Here's a guy. This is Mikhail Pryor. Mikhail comes out pretty much now. He's coming out with regularity. This guy's awesome. There he is. Oh.
Thought you lost me there for a minute. How y'all doing today?
We're good. How are you doing today? I want to thank you for coming out on the radio show. I really, really appreciate the stuff that you're sharing, the feedback and the kind words.
Oh, man, my pleasure, man. And I'm getting it all from this great community, you know. I'm just feeding off of you and the people here in this community. Mm-hmm. But my question was, well, I don't really have questions because y'all answered everything, but I'll have some input. I wanted to say, now, my upline is a guy, he must be from the UK or something because I can't get a hold of him. And he has all these numbers, so, you know, trying to reach him is like trying to solve a puzzle or something. But anyway, I don't let that stop me from keep, you know, doing what I have to do. Now, I was bronze package. I had bronze package. Now, I just bumped up to silver package. But it's showing that I'm qualified for gold. So can you explain why is that? I mean, I had bonus points and I used it. And I'm just trying to figure out how did I get gold qualified and I purchased silver?
Greg?
Oh, man. I love this one because we have something that's called the stair step bonus. And the way the stair step bonus works is in your first 7 days in business, you get one level higher than you purchase. So if you purchase a silver package, you get traffic. You get the 600 clicks for the silver order, but you get the qualification, meaning that if you were to sell a gold package, as an example, in, you know, from that traffic order from people coming in, you're at that next higher level for qualification. I will say from time to time, even after the first 7 days, we do run specials where you do get the qualification that there's a bonus. So that may have happened. I don't know exactly how new you are, but that's the explanation for how it happens. It's a reward, if you will, for, you know, coming in and purchasing traffic. And like you were just saying, you also got some reward bucks from your subscriptions. And just to let you know, if you purchase a silver, you have another 60 or some amount very similar to that additional reward bucks in your bank now from your traffic order. So that you can use on your next order.
Sounds great. I mean, Greg, I just wanted to commend you and Doug and I think it's Chad. What a wonderful program you guys come up with to keep people involved. And this really, it actually works, you know, if you just work it, take your time with it and do it day by day. And then you have support too with the community. But you guys did a wonderful job. You couldn't have a better sponsor. I mean, a better announcer as well as Joe. I mean, the guy's wonderful, man. He's humorous. I mean, he keeps me laughing and he keeps us all involved. So we appreciate him. We appreciate all of you guys, you know, for taking time out and want to change people's lives with this great program that you come up with.
Hey, did Joe call you up this morning and pay you to say that, by the way?
Some more bonus calls heading your way. The real reason we do all this is for members like you. I mean, because like I was telling Joseph earlier in the call, you know, we all started in a place very different. You know, we worked our way up and we want a program with people exactly like you with the mindset that, you know, basically that you're becoming, you're improving. And, you know, that's the same mindset we all have. We all want to ascend to that next level. And, you know, basically it's bringing these like-minded people, you know, we may be in different places, but we all have the same mindset and we're all heading to the same place. We're all taking the same journey. So we're very excited. It's people like you make our, you know, make this business more fun. We love to do events like this because we get to hear from members. You know, you make our day when you come out. So we want to say right back at you, thank you so much for your support and your hard work. Please continue watching because there's some really great stuff coming out. We could not be more excited about. So thank
you.
And you
know what? We're also really appreciative of what you just said about Joe, because Joe's a member of the family. Greg's known Joe for 20 years. I've known Joe for 12 years. We've been all over the world together, and there's nobody better at doing what he does every day with Joe Speak. You know, he's Joe. Right. You
Joe
are
Talk.
The best, man. Joe Talk.
Joe Talk Radio. Thank you very much. And listen, you guys, for those of you who are still here, if you look in the chat, I just dropped the link for tonight's Traffic Academy webinar. It's right there in the chat. If you haven't registered yet for tonight's webinar, you can click that link right there, right now. It will take you to a registration page for tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, for tonight's Traffic Academy. You know, Michael, you're welcome. I want to thank you very much because you are really, you know, you come out every single day pretty much. I want to congratulate you for your leadership. And thank you for the kind words, man. Thank you for the kind words.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
looking forward to being.
You're on this platform now. Look at that. You're one of the leaders. You just showed up. You don't try. You do, right? You're doing. That's what. It's not trying. It's doing. Congratulations, man. I'm going to lower you back down into the group. I think we may have one more. Oh, we had somebody had their hand in the air. It was David Wicklin. Don't know who you are, David. Do you still want to come out?
David
Wicklin.
David was last week.
Good job. Here he comes again. David Wicklin. Come on out, baby. There he is. Yeah, of course. David, I don't recognize you because you're not in your car.
Right. I've got this weird drywall paper behind me in my bedroom.
You got to turn your camera down, Dave.
We can see you, but can't see you so much.
Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Using my cell phone camera. My computer's getting changed out. Yeah, great interview, great show, guys. I had a question about on ones that maybe have come in but have canceled out. You know, they've hit the – they're showing in the back office as under the gray button. And basically, you know, they're either, I guess, disinterested when I talk to them or – you know, they don't have the fire in the belly they originally had maybe when they first, you know, jumped in. What would your recommendations be as far as, I guess, a general pattern of follow-up? Because obviously they could come back at some point, you know, 1 month down the road, 3, 6 months down the road. I mean, I wouldn't completely, you know, give up hope. Obviously they had an interest as to why they stepped out and got in traffic authority in the first place, but maybe I, on my end, didn't communicate with them fast enough. One of the others earlier said that, I think Karen Kruger mentioned that she didn't initiate right off the bat with them. That could have been, you know, something on me, or others, you know, might've had it where they just simply didn't, for one reason or another, you know, the dots didn't connect. What would you suggest as far as follow-up on those that have kind of grayed out or become inactive, a 1 month call? And I know we each have our individual styles, so to speak, as how we do it. Well, through your experience and, you know, vision, what would you suggest?
Now, Greg, I know re-engagement is a word I've been hearing you talk about.
Yes.
Re-engagement. And Josh, I know, has an opinion on this, but what say you, Greg, on re-engagement? I know that's an important topic for you.
Well, I loved how Dave came out and said how we do it personally. You know, personally, I send the knee crackers out after them. I mean, anyone that's had the other direction, they better like be watching their knees. So,
I send Derek Rogers. He's 6'8".
You know, all joking aside, you know, when I call them, you know, whether they're active or inactive, I call them a buyer. They actually saw it. They bought it. And again, like you just said, you know, some people have short attention spans. Some people, you know, literally take a look. They don't necessarily like what they see. That's just the way it goes with some. Some people, like you're talking about, don't actually get engaged quickly enough. That's also true. One of the things, again, that we're super excited about, and I was alluding to this on an earlier call, that we have a brand new training come out called Fast Start that's literally going to be in the back office here probably by, I'm guessing, by Tuesday or Wednesday of next week. So we're super excited about that. And it's going to be followed up by another training called the Roadmap to Success. And these are things that are going to help some of these people. Again, one of the things, Dave, where, you know, we always talk about our team members are becoming, they're getting better. You know, just so you know, TA's not sitting back on our hands. Traffic Authority, we're also getting better. And we're learning that there are two different types of people that come in our business. Some that are full resources, ready to go. They're traffic buyers. Some that, you know, basically need a little bit of a holding hand, a little bit of help. You know, they need a little more support. And so the training that's coming forward is going to help both groups because they're both critically important. But the group that's not seen a lot of support up until now, like I said, because we were mostly concentrated on automation up till now, but this group who may not have the resources, some of the ones who are leaving, they're going to have additional resources going forward. They're going to get additional training. And I will just say that, as Joe was saying, we will be re-engaging these people along with you. Now, of course, when we release some of this brand new stuff, that's going to be very helpful for them. We'd be the first one to say your inactive buyers are still in your back office. You have every right to contact them, and you should. We're also going to do that. But just so you know, every time someone reengages, they're coming right back on your team. They're never going to be moved around. They're never going to do anything. They're going to come back. So, you know, we also want them back, and, you know, we want to basically have things to offer those people. So that's really the truth. Oh, and Doug raising his hand. Doug, awesome.
Yeah, you know, Dave, I can only go by, you know, examples of things that happened in my life, right? And I think, you know, as most people will tell you, facts tell, stories sell, I'm going to tell you a story. And the story is about me. And when I met Joe, I was in a direct sales company. We were in together. And I actually didn't even know Joe at that time. I was just a newbie, just got started, right? And when I got lumped into this system at that time, this was 12 years ago, 13 years ago, It was a bit overwhelming for me. I didn't understand what I was doing. It was complicated. I made all the excuses in the world. The money was so much. I mean, I just couldn't, I was in disbelief, right? And the thing is that the guy that brought me into that business, the David Wilkin, or Wicklin, excuse me, who brought me into that business, he would call me like every 4, 5, 6 weeks. And he'd tell me how great things are in the business and how things have improved and how so-and-so's made a bunch of money and how it's getting better and how, you know, he knew I could do it, right? Matter of fact, he looked me in the eye one day over something like this and he says, you know, Doug, I see something in you that you don't see in yourself. So I ran over to the mirror, you know, and I started looking at myself like, what in the world does he see, you know? But long and the short of it, if this guy Don didn't stick with me and didn't keep calling me, right, and he didn't hang with me and he didn't build that rapport with me and that know, like, and trust, so I could get the clarity and certainty that I needed to go over the fence all the way and come in at around $22,000 in that business. If I didn't get those calls every 4, 5, 6 weeks, if I didn't get the stories, if I didn't get all that, I wouldn't be here talking to you right now, okay? I wouldn't be one of the owners and co-founders of Traffic Authority. It's as simple as that, right? So we're not in the business of prejudging people. We're in the business of showing everybody the opportunity and let them either prejudge themselves or judge themselves in or out of the business, right? Timing's everything. So I really want to believe that I helped you with that story I just told you, because it's as real as it gets, okay? Hang in there, man. And just, you got to make, you know, you got to make those judgments. If you, you know, you see some diamonds down in there, that, you know, people you've called, people you've connected with, you build a rapport, you've resonated with them, and you know they've got it. Hang with them. They may just come right back, and they might surprise you, and they may just go on to make millions of dollars, you know?
Makes sense. Makes sense. And you mentioned that the, as far as re-engagement goes, I mean, unless a person's completely opted out, they do get reminders once in a while through either Push Button Profits or Traffic Authority. Because I came in through Push Button Profits, you know, under Eric, Kit, and Jeff. And, you know, with that hybrid, it took a little while for me to understand initially earlier this year when I came in, I think it was January or February, just so that, you know, if a person does, you know, opt out for the time being, you know, they still occasionally get an email, you know, from Traffic Authority or PBP, that they can come back in, or, you know, get that reconnection, so to speak, to conduit, you know, maybe they didn't understand something from before. Yeah.
You got it, man. Absolutely. Just like Greg said, they come back in, they're under you, buddy.
Yes, okay. They are. David, thank you very much for coming out here today. I appreciate you once again. I will remember you now. I'm looking at the clock. Normally we go for 60 minutes. We've gone for 75 minutes here today. And the reason is because there are so many brand new people who are showing up. Listen, I want to encourage you guys to keep showing up. If you have a pencil and a paper, you can write this down. Every single weekday, Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. Eastern. And I'm happy to say that we're approaching 800 weekdays in a row. We started doing 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on February 2nd of 2014. Or was it, it was 3 years, 15, 2015, all of 15, all of, yes. Every single weekday morning, we're pushing 1,000 in a row. We never miss, not one time. Even if it's Christmas or New Year's, if it's the 4th of July, we were here. This last Thanksgiving, we're always here because we have an international community and we truly care. So I want to urge you guys, especially if you're watching today for the first time, check us out, man. You can go to radioleverage.com and you'll see for yourself. There are almost three years of shows there. Check it out. Or you can dial in. A number is 319-527-6087. I'll say it again, 319-527-6087. Every single weekday morning, we give away a prize, usually 2, sometimes 3 weeks out of the month. So check it out. Stay plugged in. That's where you're going to get the updates. Also, I put the link, if you look into the chat, there's a link there right now for tonight's webinar. Coming up here at in a couple of hours, not even 3 hours from now, we're going to be hosting Traffic Academy. So make sure that you're coming up, plugging in, and staying connected. And that's it. I want to say thank you guys for coming here today. Greg had to leave. I want to thank you, Josh. Doug, thanks for all the work that you do. And a special thank you to all of you guys who showed up here today, made contributions, and welcome to the new people. Just keep up the good work. Keep it moving forward and watch what happens. The rest of it is just going to the bank.